Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. It's Mixed Sunday Morning in the studio with me, Coach Robbie Richardson. We got to introduce you in our opening segment, but, you know, I told you when we came back, a lot of people, it's hard to believe, don't know who you are. You know, that's hard to believe, isn't it?
We had the
superstar, the original superstar, Brynley. I mean, that's what I call her. She's the original. She started it. She really did. And, I mean, I know you are so blessed with your kids. I mean, they have meant so much. I know not just to you, your wife, your family, but they have meant so much to this community.
Mm-hmm. That's all about it. It's just to serve others, the community, and just spread the word. You know, she's a blessing. She's my middle child, and I know she just shines. Her eyes, her mouth, her voice just shines a light so bright, you know. She's an amazing girl.
And we'll get into it because I believe now she is in the bedroom right next to you. And I told her, I wanted to laugh about it, but I told her there's probably no better place to be.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we look up to the Richardson family.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I mean, you are the...
We had some great kids that come through our school, our system, and I was blessed by all four of them, really well.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute, but we want to find out who is Coach Robbie Richardson, even before the coach label was put on.
Yeah.
Where did it all begin?
Well, way back, you know, way back, yeah, in the little old town of Gordo, Alabama, and I raised born, you know, in Tuscaloosa, which is about, you know, 20 miles from Gordo, but raised Southern Baptist, and I mean, Mom and Dad, we went every Sunday morning, whether, you know, I got in a little bit too late on Friday nights when I was, you know, out and about, and but it was early Sunday morning. We was up and going to church and Sunday school and loved Baptist. Yeah, sure did. And then married a wonderful, wonderful lady named Patty Tidmore Richardson, which we met in college. And then we had our, just like you said, three kids and wonderful kids, Colton and Brynley, which interviewed, you know, a week ago. And then Faith is still in college, but love it. Life is good.
It is. And you have an addition to the family,
yes,
too.
Yes, I do have an addition. And 5-year-old Connor Braxton Richardson. That's Colton's son and a grandson. And boy, just joy of fun.
He runs the family, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I see all the pictures.
He said that exactly.
Yes, sir.
Right.
He has dethroned whoever was the king before. He is dethroned.
That's exactly right.
Well, I meant, you know, I mean this with all my heart, and I said I would not. I'm going to suck it up and not get too emotional. But, Coach, you meant the world to my boys.
Well, I appreciate that.
I told Brynley there were two times when my boys were going through a little tough time in baseball, mm-hmm. and you slipped them a little note of encouragement, and I thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that.
I do, because that meant a lot to them then, and it still means a lot to them now. And I know it's something they will never forget.
Right.
I do, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Wonderful boys. It came through, and I coached them in baseball, if y'all didn't get that. So I was a baseball coach at Sylacauga, you know, for 22, and football also. But Greg's two boys came through, and a joy of fun, and I'm in every bit of it. Tried, because baseball's is a hard sport. You know, you don't hit the ball every time, and you strike out, you know, sometimes more than you hit the ball. So, but the encouragement the kids needed at the time to keep on playing, because you got to keep on playing till the end of the game.
Yeah, because baseball is the only game. We had Zach Dew in here earlier, and. Okay. You know, you can fail 7 out of 10 at bats and go to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, definitely.
You know, you can. You're fail right. seven out of ten times.
Yeah, you definitely can.
And still go to the Hall of Fame. You can be all county. You can be all state and still fail.
That's exactly right.
And, boy, life is kind of that way, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't, you know, if we graded our day – by 10 at bats, we wouldn't fare too good, you know, but the Lord steps in.
Oh, he does.
You know, and his grace covers it. So, you know, we are covered with it.
Amen. You're exactly right.
Well, all right. We're going to come back and have more from Coach Robbie Richardson. We'll get back to music right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Greg Wyckoff, Coach Robbie Richardson, and I wish we could record what happens off air around here. Exactly. I asked Coach, I said, what are we going to do this next segment? And I said, you know, favorite Bible verse, favorite song, and he pulled one out from the cobwebs on that one.
I know. That's exactly right. I love it. I had to think,
I hadn't sung that in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. You go back to them Southern Baptists and how great thou art, and you think about how great he was to let the enemies capture him and put him on the cross and just sat there and suffer for our sins. You know, I just gives you chill bumps, you know. Wish you was there going, oh, take him down. But, you know, he did it as a purpose, you know, and that's what we're here for, purposes, you know.
Exactly. He did. You know, I visited a different church a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and the sermon was outstanding because mm-hmm. it was about Palm Sunday, and that Jesus, when he came into town, he typically didn't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he came in like a rock star. You know, it was the thing, and he planned it all, and he did it, and he went all the way to the cross, mm-hmm. took all that, the beating, the punishment, the... It was probably unreal to see, mm-hmm. but he did it because, man, he loves us that much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. And the sin, people, you know, it's going to sin. He still loves you all. I mean, we were born sinners. So, you know, just get on board. You know, that's what he's telling us to do. You know, take that next step, you know. You know, ride that surfboard, man, till the end, you know.
Yeah, because people get Satan entraps them.
Oh, God.
And he wants you to stay in yesterday because he wants to remember your mistakes, mm-hmm. how you fail. Mm-hmm. And the only way he wants you to look forward is that you don't have anybody that loves you.
Yeah, yeah.
So he can stick you in a corner and just beat you down.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he tries to do.
But, Coach, we know that there's someone, even if the whole world turns against us, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. we know who loves us.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know in your life and our life, to prioritize, right. God's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is number one because if he's not number one in your life, mm-hmm. then wherever he is, if he's 2, 3, 4, 5,
mm-hmm.
you're going to fall that far. Till you catch up to him.
Exactly.
But if you keep him number one in your life, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean it's going to be perfect.
No.
You know, I know.
Perfection is not but is, one man that came on this earth.
Have you ever had a perfect day?
maybe a minute.
Oh, yeah, it is. Good
perfect minute.
It just goes. But
But you're right.
Through Christ. I mean, that is the only way. And it doesn't matter, like you said, if you're listening, whatever's happened
mm-hmm.
to the Lord, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, he loves you. He went to that cross for you. He went for you, Coach, for me, for your family, my family, for anybody that's listening. That's what he did it for, mm-hmm. to pave a way, to rip through sin, and a ticket to everlasting life. Mm-hmm. And that's a big statement.
That's a big statement.
It is everlasting life. And people want to argue that. Mm-hmm. What does that mm-hmm. really mean? But the Bible tells us it's no more pain, no more suffering. There's going to be no more tears. It's going to be magnificent.
It is. Everybody wonders, why is it happening to me, or why this? Well, just have that faith, you know. And I know it might not be at the snap of the finger either, you know. I wish it was, because, you know, would be happy all the time. But, you know, Satan's there, and he is mighty. But if you got Jesus Christ, you know, right there on that shoulder, saying, hey, let him take you over. It really is.
And know how great he is, how great thou art,
how
Lord.
How great thou art.
That was all right. We're going to get to music, and we'll come back with more from Coach Robbie Richardson. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Greg Wyckoff, Coach Robbie Richardson in studio. Coach, I know you said your favorite song was How Great Thou Art, but your kids sing worship songs. What's your favorite modern worship song? Ooh,
man, Greg, I'd have to. I'm not a good a memory guy, you know. So,
well, I loved it when we were doing the Rock the Flock at First Assembly.
Okay,
you know, when Faith was singing in the band, it kind of mm-hmm, got together mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. we are so blessed. Silicaga has to be the best. People talk about our kids, but you've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
There's some great kids that have come through, and there's some great kids still coming through that God has just really blessed.
Yeah, the talent that they have, and just God's give them that, you know, that talent to use and to share. You know, that's all he's asked for. You know, share it.
Boy, that's right on cue. Share it. Did you bring something to share with us today?
Well, you know.
You set yourself up for that.
It's one of those, I guess, Patty, the wife, she always, you know, she's always on me a lot, you know, and says, you know, Robbie, you know, you're just such an inspiration guy. And I'm going, no, baby, I don't know how do you see that? Well, anything you do, you know. And she said, my favorite, you know, verse for you is Philippians 2:4. It says, don't think only about your own affairs, but be interested in others and what they are doing. And that's what God said on my heart, you know. I went to college, and I was wanting to go to forestry school because I'm from a country, you know, and I love to hunt and fish and in the woods. But he set me on my first year, and he says, I think you need to go into teaching and coaching, because I played baseball in college and high school and he just, you know. And so I took that step, and I didn't even look back. I mean, he, you know, put me there, and I got into special ed for the kids, and I've been a special ed teacher and a baseball coach and football coach and retired now. Yee-hee! But the good Lord is still kicking, and every time I see a kid or something and on the streets, and it makes me smile, because they, you know, they got a taste of, you know, the face of God, not the face of God, but the Word of God, you know, coming just a little pinch of it in my mouth. And I'm not a preacher or anything like that. And probably, you know, I probably could, you know, throw down a poopy up, you know, but I love it. I love life, and I love Silicaga, and enjoying life right now, retired and working a little bit on the side here and there, because you never can give up. You know, you got to keep on going.
I saw you cutting grass one day. a business on yeah. on what was it? It was on Fort Williams coming downtown. Oh, okay. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
My laying son. Sod, I think.
Yeah, son's got a business. He calls it Rich Cuts. You know, if anybody needs yard cut, just call him up. And I help him out, and I do some a little bit of work in the field of carpenter work. And you do a lot of carpenter work.
Yes, sir.
It just makes me feel good because Jesus did. You know, he was a carpenter. Sir. It was like, wow. I reckon what he made, you know, I know it was a lot of crosses, but what else did he make? You know, it's a wonder out there, you know.
And I love reclaimed wood because when I build something, and even if I pick it up on the side of the street, old pallets, if I build something out of it, and I don't say it looks good because I'm a perfectionist. Yeah. Nothing, my woodwork is never good to me, no matter who likes it or what. But when I sell it or give it to someone, that's what goes with it. Right, that this was wood that somebody wanted to throw away, and look what it turned into.
Right, exactly.
The same thing that Christ does with us.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
You know, he can make something new from something that was wasteful and just the world wanted to throw it away.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Christ can make something new. So I kind of use woodwork as a ministry, and it's a way to make a little money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I try to make it that way too.
Much more ministry than money, because
it is tough. It is tough working with reclaimed wood. I imagine the Lord looks at us and thinks, it's pretty tough working with us too, you know.
Exactly.
A little warped.
A lot of warped.
A little warped. A lot of splinters. You know. You
that's right. But he picks us back up.
He does.
Know? God, and all you have to say, you know, just a quick little prayer, you know, say, you know, thank you, Lord, for that, you know, and then back on the back of Satan, because he's going to try to get back in, you know. I mean, it's out there. So, but don't look back. Always stay focused in the number one thing, and that's our Lord, our Savior. Lord of lords, kings of kings. He's it.
You know, Jesus is behind us cleaning up the mess. So don't look back. He's on each side.
Exactly.
Keeping us on that narrow path, and he's in front of us, paving the way. So if you just keep him in your life, he's got you covered.
Great perspective. That's it.
He's got you covered.
He's got him.
Well, all right. We'll come back. We got one more segment with Coach Robbie Richardson right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Greg Wyckoff, Coach Robbie Richardson in the studio this morning. Coach, we skipped over one thing out of everything we've talked about. I believe I remember that you had a nickname back in the day. Was it Rooster? Was that it?
That was one of the names.
One of them. Okay.
I think you go through phases, you know.
Sorry, I had to bring that up. You know, I thought I'd have to something personal to bring to the show.
Yeah, Gordo was full of chicken houses and roosters, you know, and caught chickens regularly back in the old days. Big old 80-foot, you know, or 80-yard house, chicken houses. I've seen them out in the country. Yeah, and we used to have to go in there, and you'd have to go in there at night time to catch them, because they could see you, and you just go in there and just catch chickens till every last one of them in the house is gone.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got that was the rooster that, you know. Oh, when I told that story, they go, "Oh, okay, rooster." Okay, that stuck with me.
Well, Coach, you said something earlier, and I wanted to, as we're at the end of the show today, you talked about getting up every morning and praying. How important is prayer in your life?
Oh, I think without it, Greg, I think you it's like going up in a balloon and just getting further and further away from the Lord. I don't, you know, it without praying, without God in your life, I don't know how people make it. I, it, it just – I just wake up every morning and I just thank the Lord that today is a different day. You know, yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not here, but today you've given us this day, an opportunity to live in and through and walking in your shoes that, you know, that is just, I think prayer is just, and I don't do it enough. I catch myself on, you know, it's just like you cut your finger the other day and things like that happened to us. And if I had just said a little prayer or something, it might have not happened, you know?
Yes, sir. I know.
It's big. And I think, you know, you want to pray all during the day, but the day just gets so busy. But you know, God was busy. You know, He was busy trying to get to the other, you know, the ones that was already saved. He you know, He knew their heart was right. He was going to the sinners. You know, and that's just, and it confuses us a lot, you know. But yes, I think prayer is just, and when I get in my chair in the mornings and I got a cup of coffee and then Patty ease over there a little bit. And what was that prayer about, Patty? Mm-hmm. Will you let me be me? You know, but I just I have to have that special time in the morning. And He gives it to me 100%. It's mine. He said, you can have it, you know. And I sat there and I'll shoot a text to the kids, you know, what Jesus put on my heart that morning. And I know they're reading it. Sometimes they'll, you know, come back and throw a little thank you, Dad. And Patty always does. Love you, Rob, you know.
Brinley said she gets it every morning.
Oh, well, now I can't say it's 365, but it's yeah.
But what an inspiration! Because I'm going to tell you something real quick. We got a couple of minutes right okay. here. The very first guest on this show 9-10 months ago, whenever we started, was my first high school football coach that I played. Practiced one day, broke my wrist, and couldn't play. He never coached me, but we are friends to this day. Well, he started a ministry up, and we called Suit Up Ministries, and it's raising young men to be dads according to the Word. And he talked about starting up what he called a huddle here. Wanted to do it. And in the first person that came to my mind, and I told Mindy this last night as I was talking about, you know, having you on the show, the first person that came to my mind without any hesitation is you.
Oh, well,
I mean,
thank you.
We look to you. I look to you that way. The Lord is, he has blessed you. He has blessed our town with you, even up till today. You are filled with the Spirit.
I thank you, Greg. You're doing a wonderful job here Sunday mornings, and not to say Monday through Saturday you don't do a good job, because you do. But you know, Sunday mornings listening to you at times, and I praise God for giving you the opportunity. And He's given you a little bit of space to share the Word. And that's what you're doing. Praise God.
And I got to say thank you to Miss Lynn Dodson. I forgot, Miss Lynn listens every week. Allie told me about that. And then to the manager at Pizza Hut, who's not going to church right now.
Okay.
That told me that this is her church on Sunday mornings.
Oh, that is awesome.
So I hope
that is awesome.
That's, I hope the Lord just like today just spoke through me and you.
Yeah.
That can reach those to just expand the kingdom.
That's all
we want you to just introduce you to Him. He'll take care of the rest.
Exactly.
He will take care of the rest, and He will take care of you.
His word is the truth, you know. And the only way to get his word out is spread it, spread with others, others that you may not even know, help people out, that's a big thing,
I think I say this every week, but be infectious with the word, word of God, be infectious with it. Ooh. Worse than COVID could ever be,
That's exactly right.
Be infectious with it.
Yeah.
So,
amen. Well, Greg, Coach, I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Having me.
I appreciate you taking the time to come here. And I know the listeners have been blessed to hear you. Mm. And I know on the podcast, whenever they listen to it, it'll be there for who knows how long, as long as Spotify is around, because that's where most people listen. It's on Google Play, Apple Play, Stitcher, I believe, but most people listen to it on Spotify. It'll be there, and there's going to be somebody one day that's going to listen to this episode, what they call it. It's a podcast episode. It's going to hear what you shared with us.
Thank you.
So continue to lead your family. Lead all of us, because we look to you. Like I tell you, you'll be, whenever we lived in walled cities one day, you're in my city, okay? You are in my city.
All right. Good deal. Thank you, Greg. It was a pleasure being here, and I won't be a stranger if you need me.
Yes, sir. Well, God bless you. God bless you for listening. And if the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week for Mixed Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off. That does it for this week's Mixed Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.